Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The wreckage of what is believed to be an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard has been found in the rugged eastern province of Papua. That plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. Not clear if anyone survived. Trigana Airline Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic controllers about 30 minutes after takeoff Sunday from Sentani Airport in the provincial capital Jayapura. Air safety expert Jeffrey Thomas tells VOA about the area where the plane was flying on Sunday.
The area where this is being used is one of the most inhospitable, very mountainous. The airport it was headed for is called Oksibil. It's right in the mountainous area of Indonesian Papua. And the airline itself, Trigana Air Service, formed in 1991, and it's had now 15 accidents, 11 serious accidents, of which 5 involved fatalities.
Jeffrey Thomas is Asia-Pacific Bureau Chief for AirlinesRatings.com. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law on Sunday that calls for the death penalty and life sentences for some offenses while also threatening hefty fines for false reporting on terror attacks. Amnesty International called the law draconian and said it represents a flagrant attack on the rights of freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. Regional leaders pushing for South Sudan's government rebels to seal a peace agreement today in their 20-month-old civil war. President Salva Kiir and his chief rival, rebel leader Riek Machar, are both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the East African bloc IGAD. This is VOA News. Funeral prayers were held late on Sunday for Suja Khanzada, home minister for Pakistan's populous Punjab province, who was killed in a suicide bombing along with 14 other people. Authorities suspect the attack could be in revenge for the minister's anti-militancy campaign against Taliban and al-Qaeda elements. United States and South Korea began an annual joint military exercise today, despite some angry threats from North Korea. As many as 80,000 U.S. and South Korean forces are taking part in the computer-generated exercise, which simulates a response to a military invasion by the North. Exercise is taking place amid heightened tensions on the peninsula after 2 South Korean soldiers were maimed when landmines exploded as they were patrolling the demilitarized zone. Seoul blamed Pyongyang for planting the mines. The North has rejected South Korea's accusations. New York Times newspaper says the Obama administration has warned China about the presence of its law enforcement agents in the U.S. covertly pressuring prominent expatriates to return home as part of Beijing's anti-corruption drive. VOA's Victor Beatty has details.
The paper, citing anonymous American officials, says Beijing has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt and is part of President Xi's wider anti-corruption battle, which is popular with the Chinese public. The Times says since 2014, more than 930 suspects have been repatriated, including more than 70 who have returned voluntarily this year. It says while American officials did not disclose the identities or numbers of Chinese being sought, some are wanted for political crimes. One U.S. official says Chinese agents have been trying to track down a wealthy and politically connected businessman who fled to the U.S. last year. The paper says should he seek political asylum, he could become one of the most damaging defectors in the history of the People's Republic. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Sri Lankans at the polls today for parliamentary elections in which former President Mahinda Rajapaksa is hoping to become prime minister. Security tight, they tell us, tens of thousands of security forces fanning throughout the country to ensure a free and fair election. Mr. Rajapaksa abolished the two-term limit, that is, for presidents when he was in office, but lost his bid in January for a third term when the current president, Maithripala Sirisena, staged an unexpected challenge. Since leaving office, Mr. Rajapaksa and some of his closest relatives have been facing corruption charges. Former president remains hugely popular among sections of the ethnic majority Sinhalese community for the crushing defeat of the Tamil guerrillas in 2009. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.